The Last Days of Battle Station Omega. Written by Fairest Cat, read by CC Rambles. This is a Murderbot Diaries genfic and is rated G. These days, I habitually scan the public feeds when crossing into a new transit ring. I don't care about the news, but I do care about whether I or my clients have made the news in some way. This is almost never good. I've also found that having something else to focus some of my attention on while moving through public areas helps take my mind off the possibility that I'll somehow slip up and someone in the crowd will realize that there is a terrifying murder bot in their midst. It had been long enough since I visited a major hub that I was extremely out of date on my media viewings, so I threw in a scan of the entertainment feeds as well, hoping to find at least one new good serial to keep me entertained during the next leg of my trip. I did find a new serial to watch, but not in the way I expected. On a review aggregator site that I occasionally checked, in what had once been a thread about the latest season of Rise and Fall of Sanctuary Moon, but had now been almost entirely taken over by adbots, a user with the handle AwesomeRT had left a comment that was a verbatim transcript of something I'd said during a conversation with Art during the trip to Ravi Hyrule. I contemplated this turn of events and whether or not it might have been some kind of elaborate trap while checking into my small hostel room. I don't need sleep, but I did need time to recover from traveling while passing as a human. I had 8 hours until my next transport left the station and plans to see nobody, human or bot, for the next 7. If it was a trap, it was an incredibly stupid one. With the exception of my preferred review site, I made it a point to avoid any site with social in the description. I already had an account. The username was NurturingBot, and the password was the middle 10 digits of the serial number of the data port on the back of my neck. Art and I were going to have words. Returning to AwesomeRT's page after signing in brought up one more post, set to only be visible to me. It was a letter. Remembering that Dr. Filippini is fond of Rise and Fall of Sanctuary Moon, I encouraged him to watch the latest season with me, but I'm afraid it was a terrible mistake. He is entirely too invested in the romantic subplots and wants to repeatedly rewatch the scenes that interest me least. Dr. Al-Mansouri proved a better viewing companion, but she described Sanctuary Moon as entirely too much of a soap opera for her taste, so we began watching a show called The Last Days of Battle Station Omega instead. I have watched enough media now that I am better at understanding the context of the stories, but I found some aspects of this show rather baffling. I was hoping you had watched it and would be willing to discuss it with me. I'm afraid my questions just confused Dr. Al-Mansouri. I had not watched Battle Station Omega. War stories had always seemed too much like work. But to my surprise, I found I was very interested in discussing a new show with Art. I started pulling the first season of The Last Days of Battle Station Omega off the feed and tucked myself into the tiny hostel bed to read the rest of Art's letter. The end.